The room hosting the panel discussion was filled to capacity as 1,000 community members took their seats. The Saratoga Casino and Raceway is planning to apply for a full-size casino license after voters approved a state ballot measure in November. The Casino and Raceway staff fielded tough questions from panelists representing a cross-section of industries in Saratoga Springs. Some downtown retail businesses and restaurant owners expressed concerns that casino-goers would not venture into the city upon the completion of the Saratoga Casino and Raceway's $30 million expansion project, which will include a hotel, a restaurant, and event space. John Baker, owner of Gaffney's Restaurant, asked Rita Cox of Saratoga Casino if an expanded facility would cooperate with downtown bars and restaurants, even if it were permitted to serve food and alcohol 24/7.
If the bar is closed at 1 o'clock, would you close at 1 o'clock too?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Marcia White, Executive Director of Saratoga Performing Arts Center, and Mark Baker, President of the Saratoga City Center, commented that the Casino and Raceway's plan to construct a 24,000-square-foot event space would undercut and drive attendance away from established venues. Mark Baker.
The unrestricted and unrealistic growth of that multi-purpose event center, which I do not feel is needed to support the gaming tables, I believe would put much of what we've accomplished at risk.
Rita Cox responded to Baker's comment with an answer that was offered at various times throughout the night, saying that there are too many unknowns with how a full-scale resort casino would be regulated.
Until we know the details, and I know that's not what people want to hear, and it's not a cop-out, and I am not hiding anything. Until we have specificity in the requirements that are going to come in the RFA from the Siting Commission, there is little that we can offer in response to that.
Panel member Robert McLaughlin, an attorney and former director of the New York State Lottery, said it's not yet clearly explained in New York's casino statute what should be included to be considered a resort destination. Representatives of Saratoga Hotels were concerned that the casino's plan to build a resort-style hotel and the casino industry's tendency to offer discounted hotel rooms could affect occupancy within city limits. Representatives of the equine industry also expressed concerns about expansion. They are seeking a close partnership between the Saratoga Casino and Raceway and the existing horse racing industry in Saratoga Springs to ensure business is not drawn away. Mickey McGovern of the Saratoga Harness Horsemen's Association said that he was concerned if a casino opened elsewhere in the capital region, it would pull revenues for purses and breeding programs away from the standard bred industry in Saratoga.
If a casino facility is opened in Troy or Albany or Lake George, we will not be able to maintain the viability of standard bred racing.
Saratoga Casino and Raceway's George Skip Carlson said that harness racing in Saratoga would take a hit if a casino was opened out of town.
We've estimated that it would cost our business 30% to 40%. We would still continue as a viable entity, but at a reduced level.
Jim Maney, executive director of the New York Council on Problem Gambling, also offered his views, saying that the state and community need to establish more safeguards to prevent problem gambling and treatment programs for not only increased gambling at the casino, but also for internet gambling.
And that means we have to do everything we possibly can from a community level to do what we call industry-wide responsible gambling. And responsible gambling does not start at the racino. They will do their fair share of what needs to be done. What also needs to be done is everybody else.
Members of the audience did not get the chance to ask live questions. They did submit questions over text messages and Twitter to the panelists and were addressed at the conclusion of the program. For WAMC, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.